Pastor and Mrs. Daniel, I would like to invite you to come to the platform, please, for the installation pledge. Pastor Daniels, to you has been given a task that is as great as any that the church can offer. It is the call of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." It is the charge of the Word of God that says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the Word of God. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." Will you accept this call to service in the Alliance Church of Norwin as the call of God, committing yourself without reservation to the church's message, teaching, purpose, and worldwide ministry? In dependence upon God, do you pledge yourself faithfully to love the Lord God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, to fulfill all your duties, to live a consistent Christian life, and earnestly endeavor to win people to Christ, especially those who are in your care?
Confident of my calling from God, I hereby covenant before God to dedicate my life to His service at Norwin Alliance Church. In humble dependence upon God, I pledge myself to love the Lord God with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength, to the faithful fulfillment of all my duties, to live a consistent Christian life, and earnestly endeavor to be a soul winner, especially among those who are in my care. I pledge without reservation my commitment and loyalty to the message, teaching, purpose, and worldwide ministry of this church.
Mrs. Daniels, you have heard the pledge that has been declared before God in this congregation. Do you also covenant with your husband in every way possible and with the anointing of God to partner with him to advance the gospel message and ministry of Jesus Christ in this church?
God helping me, I will.
Now to the congregation, realizing that our Lord may return soon and knowing the fields already are ripe for harvest, do you accept these servants as your pastor and wife? And will you join them with your own consecration? Do you promise to give them your prayerful and generous support and do all that is within you to serve and accomplish the purpose of this work which God has established in this community? If this is your promise, will you now give expression by standing? Amen. Now, we're going to have a special time of prayer. Reverend Underwood, would you come and lead us? And if you two would go down to the altar and kneel. We'll ask for all of the ministers to come and also the elders of the church, if you would come and surround so that we can lay hands on our dear pastor and wife. And as we all gather together, the rest of you may be seated.
Well, it's been a real blessing worshiping the Lord with everybody here. And I want to thank all the folks who came. And they're a good bunch. And if I was looking for a church, I'd go to any one of their churches. And this one, too. But what a good bunch to share this night with us. And a couple thanks to some folks, Regina, David, and Sean. Thank you for following me up here, and appreciate you all very much. I'm looking for a couple additional. Pastor Wood, if he's here, thank you. Pastor Jeff, thank you. These guys have spoke, you know, in previous months about being here. Pastor Wood, when I got here. Pastor Doug, thank you very much. Showing me around the area. And tell me about the good church that's here, the wonderful people. And really can't emphasize enough, Roy, great message. Enjoyed that so much. The music, wonderful blessing. And I thought a passage that's always meant a lot to me as far as church life is when Paul told believers in Corinth who were not a perfect church, but they were blessed. Certainly enough blessings to go around with the Lord, isn't there, for each one of us. And he said, now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. And I've always felt that the Lord's work in everybody's heart, and especially, hope you hear this, in the ordinary person in the church, was a real strength of any group of believers. And I hope we see ourselves that way, and that we're folks who have met the Lord by His grace and mercy, and He's working through each one of us to be strong together so that we could share Christ outside these walls. And what an adventure. None of us would pick that adventure on our own, would say, who would even attempt it? But with Christ, He sends us, and we want to tell and show of His love. And I thank all of you here in the church for making us feel so welcome and at home. You're a hospitable bunch, and you like to eat, which I like that. And, you know, I sense a real loving perseverance in your hearts, forbearing with each other and wanting to reach out to people all around you. You're terrific. I just hope I can keep up with you. And thank you so much for being who you are in the Lord. Remember, in the ups and downs of ministry, which do happen. Get these fellows to give some testimonies about that. In the ups and downs of ministry, which do happen, pray a lot. Seek the Lord. Pray for each other. And continue to remember who you are in the Lord, which is much more important than how a particular ministry is going at any one given point in time. He'll be our strength along the way. So Roy hit that there providentially, which I was going to plan to share. And there was another thing I should have jotted down to share. Who you are in the Lord, so very important. It's not there. So we'll save that for Sunday time. But thank you so much. It's a blessing to be here, and especially want to thank all the visitors who came, you folks who came. And it's great to belong to the Lord and follow Him all the way to heaven. Still can't hardly believe. I remember what it was. We still say as a family when things are a little bit rough, we say, still going to heaven, right? Right? Okay. Well, let's work our way through this. And occasionally, when we have our, family discussions, and I'll look at the folks and they'll look at me, and we'll say to each other, you love each other, right? And they think about that question. And then what we're dealing with takes on a whole new tone. You love each other, right? That's right. And for the people who don't know the Lord, we love them, right? We love them. And Jesus loves them. And remain close to Him and at the foot of the cross, and God will continue to bless this church. And I'm glad to be a part of the blessings you've all experienced. And we're going to sing now.
It's been a good evening, hasn't it? Amen. Let's stand together. Sing Yesterday, Today, and Forever. Oh, how sweet the glorious man, simple faith may claim. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Sick and lame, cheer the mourner still, but tempt glory to His name.
Join me in a word of prayer. Dear God, we come in this moment and we are grateful for the word that we have heard tonight and the call to unity, not only within this body, but within your church. And Lord, I would just pray tonight for the Daniels family. Lord, as they adjust to this new community, Lord, I pray that you would just continue to increase their love for this congregation, and their love and understanding for the community of North Huntington. Lord, I pray that you will empower them with your Holy Spirit, that you'll keep them, protect them, keep their family unified as they serve together in this place. Lord, I pray that for this congregation, that both pastor and church, Lord, that you would break their hearts for the lost in this community. Lord, that all that is done, Lord, would always, Lord, be affected by the reality of lost people in this community. Lord, I pray that you would empower each one of the members of this church, Lord, to be light in their particular place. Lord, I pray that in their workplace, Lord, in the community, in the neighborhoods, Lord, that in all that they say and do, that people would see their lives and would see the reality of Christ and the power of a Christian life and someone who demonstrates, Lord, what it really means to follow Christ. Lord, I pray that you would use this congregation in the coming days, Lord, to accomplish even more than what we can imagine. And Lord, we know that this can happen, Lord, as we each come to you in full dependence. And I pray that this congregation in the coming days will depend fully upon the power of your Holy Spirit at work in their lives. And Lord, we come in this time, Lord, asking for a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit on this place. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.